The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Big shout out to Lee in Dartford, who sent us 38 beer emojis.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
That was a heavy week.
Yeah, it is. There's also some like triple Z, like sleeping emojis in there.
Yeah.
And then sore head emojis. But despite having 38 pints of beer across the weekend and having slept for what looks like most of Saturday, Lee still had it about himself to message into this show.
Yes.
And I think that's great, because the last thing I would be doing right now would be messaging a radio DJ if I had 38 of beer emojis.
And after all those emojis, you put a little full stop at the end, which is good. Good punctuation.
Punctuation is so important this day and age.
Lee's ability to punctuate.
It's a dying art, and Lee in Dartford has managed it, so you all need to do better. I had quite an interesting weekend. It was a good balance of kind of quite hedonistic on Friday. I saw an old friend of mine and we had a really long lunch and a good catch up. And then Saturday was a little bit of chill and I got to watch two classic movies that I'd never seen before.
No. He's not reached that age yet.
But Shivago's coming.
Yeah.
Although these were also old classic movies that I'd not seen before. Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee movie.
Classic.
It's good, you know. Yeah. It could be
I haven't seen that since like 1987, I think.
That Bruce Lee fella's really rather good.
Yeah.
He should be an icon, you know. And Dial M for Murder, Hitchcock.
Oh, yes. I saw that on the telly over the weekend.
It was on BBC Two.
I hovered over
on
it
the
a little
telly.
Bit. And I thought, no, I'm not that old yet.
Yeah, no, and I am that old. So it was good. And then I saw my family, so it was a really good balance.
Lovely.
But the actual emojis I wanted to send into our own radio show, Matt, and there isn't one for what's happened to me, and it's a terrible affliction. And I'm going to share it all with you. I don't like to kind of bleat on, but I've had for the last 3 days, all weekend, a really itchy foot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't laugh.
That's so strange.
I've got a really itchy right foot.
The base of your foot, is it? Or
no,
the toes?
It's on the top.
Oh,
it's on the top.
Oh,
I've been changing shoes, socks. I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
I don't think so. It wasn't that kind of weekend, Adam. But thanks for asking.
I don't know if there is an emoji for athlete's foot. But
no,
thanks.
It's not. I've not got athlete's foot. but there's no itchy emoji.
No, there isn't
I mean, how do you send... What is the picture of what picture depicts itchy?
I don't know. I'm just having a look. I don't think there is one, is there?
Is that a good text?
Tablet, maybe, for antihistamine?
Antihistamine, okay.
Okay,
so I'm going to send in a tablet and a foot. But how you can convey having one itchy foot all weekend long in pictures? It's difficult to do.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Dave, me and my partner both had terribly itchy feet this weekend, which Luke the Black Cabbie says is weird. He finds it weird. Both got one bite on the ankle, but the itch was on both feet and it was on the top where you said yours was. This is a strange phenomenon.
Wow. Maybe it's heat related because it's very hot, certainly.
Yeah,
in the
but
south
it's not been
UK
massive.
UK
yeah,
at the moment.
Today's going to be a hot one for many, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's
start of the apocalypse.
The itchy feet was how it started. Or it's strange,
isn't it?
First
symptom.
Traditionally, you want to travel. The itchy foot signifies that you want to get
away.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I'll see you later. Bye.
I actually have got an itchy foot.
No, you're saying it!
But not on the top, it's on the base of the foot, in a very unusual place.
Is
you
it?
Don't normally get an itch there, but
Have you not been running across the hot coals again? I know you do that sometimes in your country home.
No, I mean, I have been to the beach quite a bit and the sand was pretty hot, but I don't know if it is related to insect bites or what's causing this itch.
I've not been bitten.
No,
like Luke, the black cabbie, says he doesn't understand why it's on the top where mine is. It's weird. We got this from Ross, who says, I'm a paramedic, and I read that and I thought, brilliant, Ross is going to get in touch and tell me about my itchy feet. He's going to have the cure, but he just tells these been working nights, sleeping days, driving in and driving home. So thanks for that, Ross, and keep up the fantastic work. And we also have Matthew in Hertfordshire, who has two dog emojis, two cat emojis, two tortoise emojis, and then a house. He's been animal and house sitting.
Oh.
That's what's been going on for Matthew this weekend in emojis. Oh. Matt, itchy feet aside.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I've been soldiering on despite
what about you?
I was looking for emojis to send these in, but I went fruit picking with my family over the weekend. We went to pick strawberries in a nearby farm.
So
lovely, idyllic.
Yeah.
And then when we got there, there was a big sign saying, there are no strawberries. So I was like, what?
Yeah, is that a Brexit thing?
They were in a separate field still growing, but we could see them in the distance and they were clearly quite a lot of
you'd see them
red
you
ripe
pick them.
Strawberries.
Oh, that's
and they're going, they're not ready yet, they're not ready yet. So we've come all this way and we can't pick strawberries. And then they were like going, oh, you can pick like blackberries. I said, when they grow, they're pretty sure they grow on hedgerow in my local park and I can just forage for them for free. So in the end, we didn't pick any fruit. So, yeah.
Did you get any fruit at all?
No, we bought a punnet of cherries, but that was about it. Yeah, but we didn't pick it.
So
we didn't pick.
You've got strawberry emoji and then the big red X emoji is basically what you've got.
We just timed it. Apparently, you have to look at their Instagram feed for updates, and if they say there are strawberries, get down there.
Fruit picking on social media. Unbelievable times in which we live. Anna, what about you?
I have got the TV emoji because I did a TV shift on Saturday.
Okay.
And then I've got some champagne because then I went drinking on Saturday night.
Okay, lovely.
And then I've got the dance emoji because I did a Zumba class on Sunday morning.
After the champagne.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a coffee and the skyscraper emoji because I had an iced coffee in Primrose Hill.
Oh, oh my goodness beautiful. Me. You're living an idyllic weekend. Lovely stuff, Anna Geary. Keep them coming.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
If you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, well, firstly, thank you and good morning. And secondly, you would have missed the world exclusive that I dropped about half an hour ago. This weekend, I have suffered from one itchy foot. Of course, people at the Daily Mail are having a field day with this.
Yeah, it's big news.
Ross, the paramedics, got in touch saying, Dave, you do have my sympathy for your itchy foot. May I suggest pawpaw ointment?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that, Ross. It's very kind of you to take the time. And I'm broadcasting this out there because I'm not the only one to have suffered with an itchy foot this weekend.
There are a lot of people out there, yeah.
We've had hundreds of texts saying, this is so weird. I, too, have an itchy foot. So, Ross, who is a paramedic, is suggesting pawpaw ointment for us all. Now, let's move on to some true heroes.
Yes.
Team GB finished in seventh place. We were in fourth place on, I think it was like Saturday morning.
Unbelievable.
Dropping to seventh, but we managed a bigger medal haul than we had in Tokyo.
Yeah.
With 65 medals in total, 14 gold, 22 silver, 29 bronze. We're very proud of your team.
What
GB.
So it was not quite as many golds, but the other medals were higher. So overall, so it's still amazing.
Overall total. Yeah.
Overall,
we're very proud of you, basically.
Very,
well done.
Very well done. And it's all come to a close, of course, last night. Tom Cruise taking the torch off to LA. So we should say to Paris, thanks for the memeries, shouldn't we, on the social ammo desk. Good. The pole vaulting man, who could forget him? He didn't make it over the bar.
I can't stop thinking about
that
it.
Part of his body. The casual Turkish man at the rifle range with his hands in his pocket.
Yeah.
None of the gear. The 51-year-old British BMXer, an absolute hero. And over the weekend, the big viral sensation has been the Australian breakdancing woman.
I'm
have
so
you
confused
seen her?
About this. She, I have. I don't know what to... Because I don't want to, like, insult her.
She is a phenomenon.
Is she doing it right?
Well,
because you were a breaker back in the day, Matt. The streets of Nottingham.
Back in the 80s, my head spin was legendary on the line.
100%.
But no, look, she admits she's older than all the other breakdancers.
Oh, is she? Okay.
So her name's Rachel Gunn. She's a professor. She's got, like, a PhD in modern dance.
Oh,
so she knows what she's doing. On paper, she should have been amazing.
Yeah.
But I don't...
But breakdancers are done on paper.
Her performance wasn't quite up there. Her name is Rachel Gunn. She calls herself Ray Gunn. That's her B-boy name.
Okay.
What was she actually doing? Well, she was breakdancing.
Was she though?
Yeah.
I don't know if she was.
Because there's like, she at one point, she sort of mimicked a kangaroo.
I've never seen that. You see that kind of pathé footage of New York in the 1970s. I never saw them doing that.
No, yes. It's quite... what you call it, unconventional moves. And at one point she was lying on the floor sort of touching her toes. That clip's gone everywhere.
Yeah.
And someone, there's so many people mocking her on the socials over
the
weekend.
Which isn't very nice.
But
where's your PhD mockers?
Three Steaks Pam says when she was doing the toe touching thing, she reminded her of a fortune telling fish from a cracker. You know, that's when she used to put on your hand to see how warm you were to decide if you were fickle or passionate. But yeah, she gave it a best shot. She's taking it quite well.
She wasn't breakdancing, but whatever she was doing, I'm very proud of you.
At the closing
well
ceremony, she was doing the kangaroo jumping around.
Great.
She's having a laugh. She's enjoying
Live
it.
Live your best life.
And then, loads of heroes, loads of massive memes all the way through the Olympics. And then to end this morning's update for you, SquidVids have done a very nice video about what it would be like to host the Olympics after party.
Right.
So all the athletes get together, they pile around your house after like their first proper drink in 4 years, bear in mind. And this is what it would be like to host that party.
Where am I meant to leave my horse?
Why have you put your horse with you?
You said it was open to all Olympians.
Right, put it in the garage.
No, 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 my bike's in there and it's worth £5,000.
A fight happening in the garden.
Oh, it's only judo. No one's going to get hurt.
Climbers, get off the guttering. It's not designed to take your weight.
Like this is on the roof.
Get it down there.
Why is there a javelin in the top of my dad's shed?
Get one of the pole vaulters to get it down.
Who's taking my little brother's Nerf gun? Shooters, I'm looking at you. Why is there a dancing horse in my kitchen?
This is not the brake glasses.
No need for that.
Excellent.
Very good.
Carnage at the Olympic house party. I'll share that video on my ex. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. The only breakfast show in the world that is one set of talky bits, but with 9 different playlists. And of course, you can get involved. You can skip around effortlessly on your DAB radio, on your smart speaker, or of course, you could download the free, brilliant, brand new Rayo app. And this is 5 weeks of shout-outs in this time slot until 5 Words, 5 Grand returns. And we're going to be playing a game. And we're going to be playing My First, My Last, My Everything. I have taken one of the biggest songs that's coming up for you this morning on Absolute Radio Country. And I've got the very start and I've got the very end. And I've stuck those two notes together. Can you work out which song and which artist it is? If you can, well, you can have a shout out. This can be for you, your friends, your loved ones, your family, whoever it may be. Or, of course, your small or independent business. And keep those imaginative taglines coming as well. We were loving that last week. So, without further ado, who's this? Straight away.
Easy. Straight away.
Okay, 8, 12, 15. Who is that? What would you like in your shout out? Send it right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 weeks of shout outs continues. All you need to do is play a little game named My First, My Last, My Everything. About 10 minutes ago, I played you the first note and the last note of a song that's going to be played on Absolute Radio Country just after 8. Here it is again. It was, of course, Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Congratulations to Kirk from Surrey, Jason and Rudy on the way to Wales for work, Charlie P in Huddersfield already having an absolute morning of it. Ooh. Come on, Charlie P, stay strong, you can do it. Fiona in Leeds heading to work with jet lag. Gordon Clark in Scotland, who wants me to say hello to everyone who knows him.
Wow.
So if you know a Gordon Clark in Scotland, he says hi. Kat, who wants a shout out to the rheumatology team at East Lancashire Hospital. Well, you know what? I was in the East Lancashire area. I had an inflamed elbow.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, what am I going to do about this? And then I went to see Kat and the rheumatology team, and they sorted me right out. What an incredible group of people they are. The finest rheumatologists a guy could ever wish to meet when he has an inflamed elbow. Adam and Connor going down to sunny Pontefract to do a glass conservatory for Solar Frame.
Ooh.
The number one for conservatories, windows and doors.
Oh, nice. Mm. Good.
Solar Frame. Matt, have you got a conservatory?
No,
You've got windows and doors, though, right?
I have got windows and doors, yeah.
Solar Frame, that's the place to go.
And presumably they do solar panelling as well, by the sounds of it. I mean, I can only imagine.
We can only dream. We can only dream about what those guys are getting up to. And finally, Terry at TSS Carpentry, who are, quote-unquote, improving homes, improving lives.
Oh, that's nice.
Keep up the great work, Terry.
Good work.
Well done, everybody.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning, and therefore your weekly opportunity to let your freak flag fly is here by completing the sentence, is it weird that I? The number is 8-12-15, and joining us right now, we have Callum. Good morning, Callum.
Morning, Dave and the team. Morning.
Callum, welcome along to the show. So, here we go. Complete the sentence. Is it weird that I
brush my teeth in the bath every day?
Brush your teeth in the bath every day. Well, this has divided the team here, because producer Ellie is hell-bent that this is the most normal thing that anybody could ever do. I think it's unusual. I mean, it depends if there's any water in the bath. Are you just sitting in there with it empty, brushing your teeth, Callum?
Yeah. I can confirm there's definitely water in the bath.
Yeah. Okay, because there's a fine line between cry for help and is it weird that I... So you're on the right side of that line, at least.
Thank you.
I suppose what I've got to ask, really, and the question that will be at the forefront of everybody's mind is, do you spit your own toothpaste into your own bath water, or have you got, like, a spittoon, like a cowboy next to the bath? What are you doing?
I've got to admit, it's the former of...
Callum!
Yeah. That is ridiculous.
That's grim!
So we all like some bubbles in the bath, but not like our minty waste product. Yeah, that is horrible.
What do you think about that, Anna?
I think that was disgusting.
It's weird, disgusting. It's like, is it disgusting that I...
Because people brush their teeth in the shower. That started off being weird. Now I'm quite happy with that.
You're happy with that? That's a time-saving device.
But in the bath, just sitting in your own...
If it's in the shower, you can't get water onto the toothbrush, can you? So at least in the bath, you can, because under the running water, you know?
Oh, under the tap.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Because also, I mean, people brush their teeth in the shower because it's a time-saving device, but if you're spending all morning drawing a bath, it's the morning's ticking away,
Having
Callum.
Having a long soak.
Yeah, no wonder you need to do everything in the bath. when did you start doing this? Does the people in your life think it's weird, or are they just, it's just what Callum does?
I've been doing it since I was at school, so I've been doing it at least 10 years.
Amazing.
Everyone in my family thinks it's a bit odd, but it's just one of them things that I do.
It's one of those things that you do. Like we're here to celebrate that. We're here for it. We are. Callum, thanks for your time. Thanks for sharing your weirdness. It's a thing of beauty. And thank you for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you real soon.
Cheers. Thanks.
Well done, Callum. So that's it. Bye. That's the kind of stuff we're after. Join in at 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning and you are completing the sentence, is it weird that I... And joining us right now, we have Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome along to the show. So, Jason, it's your time to shine. Complete the sentence. Is it weird that I...
have over 200 copies of the same vintage comic, Amazing Spider-Man 106 from March 1972.
Wow! We're back into that territory of you could have given me a million years, 1,000 chimpanzees and 4 typewriters, and I never would have guessed that's what you were going to say. So you've got over 200 copies of a vintage comic, which is Spider-Man... Which issue number was it?
It's 106 from March 1972.
Squash Goes the Spider, was it? Is it that one?
Oh, have you managed to get it up?
Yeah.
Well, there aren't any left in circulation because he's bought them all. I don't think we'll find a physical copy of it.
You've made them priceless by owning every single one.
Wow.
So,
200.
Why copy 106 from March 1972, Jason? That's the big question. Why that specific comic?
It's the month that I was born. So I've been collecting comics for years, and then I thought, well, I've got to narrow it down a bit rather than just collect random comics and what have you. So I decided I'd start collecting comics for the month that I was born. And I was really into Spider-Man as a kid, and it sort of came back to me in life, later life, as sometimes these things do. And I bought
Yeah, tragic,
one.
Isn't it?
I bought one which was a cents version, then I bought another one which was a pence version, then I bought another one because it had a nice insert, and before I knew it, I had dozens and dozens of them, and I counted them only quite recently. I had over 200. I thought,
wow, what a weekend. Give me the call badge as well, aren't you, Jason? What are you doing on Saturday? Oh, I'm just going to stay and count all my copies of Amazing Spider-Man 106 from March 1972. Jason...
Yeah, it was 5 by my house, so I can tell you.
I love it, man. Listen, a big question, Jason. Are they valuable? Is that a valuable comic?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, mint conditions ones are. The ones that are well-worn and what have you, you can pick up for £20.
Okay.
And then obviously, the better the condition, the more they're worth. Now, the most expensive copy I bought a mint condition copy for £100. We're talking no rusty staples, no creases, no tears, no spark ticks, no nothing.
Wow. No rusty staples was one of my erotic dancing names back in 2003.
this copy is over 50 years old. I had it 5 minutes and I put a tear in the back of it.
Oh, no.
Joking.
I thought they came in like plastic, boxes with like mint written on them.
I took it out and to my horror, I managed to put a tear in the back.
What were you thinking?
I screamed. Yeah. I screamed. I you... can't. I can't. That's the one copy I've got that I can't look at. I can't bring myself to look at.
Wow. At least you got the other 199 copies, Jason. It's been lovely speaking with you. Give it up for Jason, everybody. Is it weird that I? Excellent stuff, man. Well done, Jay. Speak to you soon. And you, man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where I knew you'd keep them coming. Thank you for doing so. Is it weird that I? 8-12-15 is the number. Matt says, continue to apply deep heat after the pain has gone because I love the smell and the burn sensation that comes with it. So not only is your namesake your namesake, but I didn't realise you had such a deep passion for deep heat.
I love the smell of deep heat. Oh, it's that smell of root beer, isn't it? You know, like the American soft drink root beer. I don't know which came first, root beer or deep heat smell, but they're so nice.
Just reminds me of being in the changing room Sunday league.
That's nice.
Those
memories.
Days are long gone.
Happy days.
You think so? Okay, so maybe it isn't weird, Matt. You are not alone. Anna Geary, let me bring you in here. So, have you got one for us this week?
I do. Is it weird that I have a nana who is proud of me based on the fact I live near one of Banksy's new artworks?
Oh, that's nice.
So, is this the nana that we've spoken about on the show before and I've seen videos of?
Yeah, she's very cute. She's 90.
Yeah,
she lives
super
up in Cheshire.
She's super sweet. So, for those who don't know, Banksy's he's done a flurry of stenciling around...
He's back in London.
It's not his finest work,
They're quite simple. They're quite simple stencils, aren't they?
Yeah. So there's a chimpanzee there's a pelican and...
Yeah, he's going to get caught the way he's going on, isn't he?
He's made seven in the past week.
And there's that amazing footage in Peckham of the guys taking the satellite dish off the roof.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good luck moving that on, lads. Because it was on the news, you know. So which one are you living near then?
So I'm... in the one in Waltham Forest. It's like above a chippy, the pelican.
That's one of the better ones.
So what's your nan saying? What, that you're dating Banksy? Or what's she saying?
Well, I just said to her, oh, have you seen the one in Walthamstow? And she's like, oh, great, near you. I said, yeah, it's nearish me. And then it's become, to the neighbours, it's become, Anna lives opposite the chippy where the new Banksy appears. And she's
basically Banksy's best mate.
She said she can see it from her front room.
Oh,
I definitely
embellishing
can't.
It. Completely but embellishing
what is funny
the story.
As well, she told my dad, and she's, you know, it's above a chippy, and my dad's thinking, I've been to her flat. She does not live anywhere near a chippy.
Doesn't have that.
You know, if I wouldn't be surprised if Anna was Banksy, you know. Don't tell anyone.
That would be an amazing twist.
Have you been to that chippy?
I have, but you know what? It is. They're actually away for the month.
Oh, they
are.
The chippy. The people
that
own the chippy.
Best publicity they've ever had.
They come back from holiday.
There have been all these Banksy enthusiasts outside taking pictures.
Banksy's probably saying, how much climbing he's doing? He's up a ladder all day. He can love a small portion of chips. Come back from holiday.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where every Monday I give you the platform to share your freakishness by completing the sentence, is it weird that I? Already we've heard from listener Callum, who brushes his teeth in the bath. We heard from listener Jason, who has got 200 copies of the same vintage comic because it happens to have come out on the month he was born. And now, Holly says, Dave, is it weird that I like to blow my nose over the kitchen sink?
What? Why would you go there? Why specifically, Holly? You dip a head right into the sink.
Oh, in the kitchen sink.
I'd imagine if it's like a metal sink, it'll make quite a much louder noise.
Yeah, it's echoey. Yeah. if you like the noise.
I don't know.
Is it weird that I drink the vinegar out of the pickled onion jar when I've eaten them? That's from Joe.
A lot of people put them in cocktails now, don't they? But it's not for me.
Do they?
Yeah, pickle juice in a Bloody Mary. Oh, it's all the rage.
Oh, that sounds nice. I like it. I'm totally in. Didn't you spot one of your daughters doing something strange?
Yeah. Maggie
when it comes to
you know, the spicy prawn crackers you get from a Thai takeaway?
Yeah.
Found them the next day eating them, but dipping them in sugar. before she ate them. Sugary prawn crackers is a combination that sounded awful to me. But she says they're amazing.
Does she? Did you try one?
No, I didn't. No, I couldn't bring myself to do it, Dave.
Is it weird that at the age of 60, I lay in bed making shadow puppets of dinosaurs at night from Richard in Milton Keynes?
Oh, that's lovely, Richard. Never change.
Anon says, Dave, is it weird I order a box of gherkins and only gherkins from McDonald's?
Oh, I do love
There's
that.
Probably more cost-effective ways of getting the gherkins.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could do a Joe and drink the juice afterwards. It's all going on. Ian in Sheffield, morning, Dave and the team. Is it weird that I crush Maltesers between my finger and thumb before I eat them, as they taste much better? It's worth giving it a go, isn't it?
Yeah,
they're messy,
yeah,
but tried it. Yeah. You know, kind of what your teeth are for, Ian. But hey, why not? Go for it. Anyway, is it weird that I will return to the Breakfast Show next Monday? But for now, thank you to everybody who got in touch.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast, Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, a radio happening Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. And every single Monday morning after we come on air at 6, I'm intrigued by what you got up to at the weekend. And I ask you to tell me tale. But here's the tricksy bit. You can only use emojis. And this morning, this got us underway. Big shout out to Lee in Dartford, who sent us 38 beer emojis.
Right.
Wow. That was a heavy weekend.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. There's also some, like, triple Z, like, sleeping emojis in there.
Yeah.
And then sore head emojis. But despite having 38 pints of beer across the weekend and having slept for what looks like most of Saturday,
yeah,
Lee still had it about himself to message into this show.
Yes.
And I think that's great, because the last thing I would be doing right now would be messaging a radio DJ if I had 38 of beer emojis.
And after all those emojis, you put a little full stop at the end, which is good. Good punctuation.
Punctuation is so important this day and age.
Lee's ability to punctuate.
It's a dying art, and Lee in Dartford has managed it, so you all need to do better. I had quite an interesting weekend. It was a good balance of kind of quite hedonistic on Friday. I saw an old friend of mine and we had a really long lunch and a good catch up. And then Saturday was a little bit of chill and I got to watch two classic movies that I'd never seen before. No,
he's not reached that age yet.
Yeah, sorry, of course.
Thanks, Anna. Yeah, but Zhivago's coming.
Yeah.
Although these were also old classic movies that I'd not seen before. Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee movie.
Classic.
It's good, you know. Because it could be
I haven't seen that since. It's like 1987,
yeah.
I don't think.
That Bruce Lee fella's really rather good.
Yeah.
He should be an icon, you know. And Dial M for Murder, Hitchcock.
Oh, yes. I saw that on the telly over
it was
the weekend.
On BBC Two.
I hovered over
on
it
the
a little
telly.
Bit. And I thought, no, I'm not that old yet.
Yeah, no, and I am that old. So it was good. And then I saw my family, so it was a really good balance.
Lovely.
But the actual emojis I wanted to send into our own radio show, Matt, and there isn't one for what's happened to me, and it's a terrible affliction. And I'm going to share it all with you. I don't like to kind of bleat on, but I've had for the last 3 days, all weekend, a really itchy foot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't laugh.
That's so strange.
I've got a really itchy right foot.
The base of your foot, is it? Or
no,
the toes?
It's on the top.
Oh,
it's on
right.
the top.
Oh,
I've been
top.
Changing shoes, socks. I don't know what's going on.
Have you been bitten?
I don't think so. It wasn't that kind of weekend, well, so, Adam, but thanks for asking.
I don't know if there is an emoji for athlete's foot. But
no,
thanks,
it's not, I've not got athlete's foot. but there's no itchy emoji.
No, there isn't an
I mean,
itchy.
How do you send what is the picture of a what picture depicts itchy?
I don't know. I'm just having a look. I don't think there is one, is there?
Is that a good text?
Tablet, maybe, for antihistamine.
Antihistamine, okay.
Yeah, that's
maybe.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I mean, so I'm going to send in a tablet and a foot. But how you can convey having one itchy foot all weekend long in pictures? It's difficult to do. Me and my partner both had terribly itchy feet this weekend, which Luke the Black Cabbie says is weird. He finds it weird. Both got one bite on the ankle, but the itch was on both feet, and it was on the top where you said yours was. This is a strange phenomenon.
Wow. Maybe it's heat-related, because it's very hot, certainly,
yeah,
in the
but
south
it's not been
UK
massive.
UK
yeah,
at
I
the
mean,
moment.
Yeah. Today's going to be a hot one for many, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's
start of the apocalypse.
The itchy feet was how it started. It's strange, isn't it?
First symptom.
Traditionally, you you want to travel. The itchy foot signifies that you want to get
away.
Okay,
maybe that's it. I'll see you later. Fine.
I actually have got an itchy foot.
No, you're saying it!
But not on the top, it's on the base of the foot, in a very unusual place. You don't normally get an itch there, but yeah.
Have you not been running across the hot coals again? I know you do that sometimes in your home.
No, I mean, I have been to the beach quite a bit, and the sand was pretty hot, but I don't know if it is related to insect bites or what's causing this itch.
I've not been bitten.
No,
like Luke,
no.
The black cabbie says he doesn't understand why it's on the top where mine is. It's weird.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And just like that, Monday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show is done and dusted. It is time to bid you farewell and, of course, to thank you for tuning in. Now, the whole episode lives on forever, on demand in the free Rayo app, or it will be available as a daily podcast in about 5 minutes' time from wherever you get your pods. Matt, the podcast home bell rung a few times this morning. Which do we think is best? The dying art of punctuation, itchy feet aside. Back in the 80s, my head spin was legendary. Stop twiddling your curtains, Phil, and no rusty staples.
The rusty staples on the comic book were very good. But I think maybe it's Phil and his twiddling it with his curtains.
100%. Yeah. Stop twiddling your curtains, Phil, is the name of the first daily podcast of the week. As I say, available wherever you get your pods or in the free Rayo app on demand. Sophie Kay is up next. She will have the tea break trivia for you, plus the details on how you could win £280,000 from the cash register this coming Friday. As for us, well, we'll be back tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So until then, as always, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.